Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we sing Silent Night in the relative quiet of this sanctuary, it's important for us to ponder the purpose of our gathering here this evening. It's not simply for the Christmas feels, the nostalgia, or the tradition. It's about something deeper. It's about our need for peace. Peace in our world, peace in our families, peace that abides within us, peace with the God who made us. To say that we live in a world of constant conflict would be an understatement. Our history is marked by violence and warfare. I wonder how many wars could you list in your mind this evening? The war on terrorism, the Gulf War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the two world wars, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. And these are only conflicts that our nation has been involved with in our relatively short history. It could include so many others, stemming back to the Crusades, the Roman conquest, the Peloponnesian War, and the battle for Thermopylae before it. The sieges against Jerusalem by the Babylonians and the Assyrians. I mean, look, we are a people at war on a planet steeped in conflict. War decimates the land, it destroys families, it leaves behind people who are wounded, maimed, and destitute, and those who survive bear emotional trauma that lasts for years. To quote General Sherman, war is hell. But what about those wars that never made it into the history books? What about the Great War of Thanksgiving of 2022, fought by two sides of the family, not over which is better, canned cranberries or fresh, but over opposing political views and ideologies? What about the War of the Weekdays? Fought continually in homes across our nation between parents and children over getting up on time and out the door for school. Or the assisted living assault of 2025, where you and your siblings are battling it out to determine who is going to care for your aging parents, whether or not they're going to need care beyond what any of you can provide. Then, of course, there are the internal battles that happen in the theater of your heart and mind. They're the battles between you and God over things like, well, who gets to determine how I live my life, you or me? Or if you are so good and if you care, why is it that there is so much suffering in this world? Or even a battle that ends in a bit of surrender. I don't know if I can trust you. These are the battles that rage on in this world, between nations, in our families, and in our hearts, in our minds. You know, the antithesis of war is peace. And now, here's the thing. This planet has yet to see lasting peace. H.G. Wells called World War I the war to end all wars. Well, that would have been wonderful, but it clearly wasn't the case. It seems that whenever mankind tries to grasp and hold on to peace, it slips through our fingers like trying to hold on to dry sand. But I have good news for you tonight. God reveals how he has come to bring true and lasting peace in the midst of all our warfare. There were lines that we read from Isaiah chapter 9 describing this peace so longed for. Not a peace that the world that would come about by any successful human military campaign run by mighty generals or brave troops. A peace that can only come from outside of humanity's grasp. A peace that can only come from God. The lines read something like this: O Lord, you have multiplied the nations. You will bring an end to the war and conflict. The warrior's garments stained with blood, they are fit to be burned. The swords will be beaten into plowshares and the spears to pruning hooks. Well, this change is not going to come about by politicians, generals, or soldiers, but by the birth of a child, a son, by one who is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, of his rule and reign, a reign profoundly marked by peace, there will be no end. And this, of course, brings us to the point of this evening. But this isn't some random child that we're talking about. This is the one child that the faithful people of God waited for throughout the centuries. This is the one child that was promised to Adam and Eve after their rebellion in the garden. This is the one child who would stomp the head of the serpent in the dust and bring peace. And not just peace on earth, but peace with the one who made the heavens and the earth. It's not a son of an earthly king or a world ruler who would accomplish this. We're talking about God's son. He alone has the power and the might to bring an end to the conflict and to procure and proclaim peace between God and man, and thus bring peace to bear on earth. He is the one who is born unto us in the city of David that holy night, the child announced by angels and witnessed by the shepherds. He is the one wrapped in swaddling cloths, laid in a manger. This Christ, this Son of God, would be the one to bring peace through the cross of Calvary. For this purpose he was born, to crush the head of the serpent as the nails were driven through his heels, to satisfy the wrath of God against mankind's sinful rebellion against him. He is the one who is then wrapped in burial cloths and laid in a tomb, in our tomb. For he is the shepherd king who lays down his life for his sheep and who takes it up again. It is Jesus, God in the flesh, the Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Son of the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He was born for this purpose. Tonight we rejoice because already he has begun his everlasting reign of peace, even amid our warfare. He has brought to you the light of his life and salvation through his cross. For there you were reconciled with the Father. Through the blood of Christ, that you have peace with God. In those times of battling with God in your heart and mind, remember the cross is how God deals with suffering. He endures it for you. In those times of doubt, remember the names Quirinius, Herod, Caesar, Pontius Pilate, and the cities Bethlehem and Nazareth and the country of Syria. These are real places and real people attested to by the history books, geography, archaeology. It's into this real world that our real Savior was born. This Jesus was born, suffered, and died for you, that your sin and rebellion would be put to an end. He hung in your place on the cross so that you would live. You can trust him with your life. We rejoice because this child was born unto us. True and lasting peace shall follow. For from the cross of Christ, peace flows. As ones who have been made at peace with God, we then are in turn made ambassadors of peace with one another, with those in our family and those in our community, laying down our own arms and picking up our crosses to follow Christ our Lord, forgiving one another as in Christ God forgave you, honoring and respecting one another as in Christ God honored you, loving one another, not just in word but also in deed, as in Christ, God so loved you. In that way, you also are a light in this world of warfare. And for the warfare that rages on among us and throughout the world, I want you to recall the battlefield account of Christmas in Belgium during World War I, 1914. That night, the warfare stopped. Instead of the sounds of grenades and gunfire, the voices of the British and French soldiers on one side and the voices of the German soldiers on the other sang a chorus of Silent Night. It was a beautiful but brief moment of peace in the midst of a war that continued the next day and lasted long months and years until its end in 1918. But brothers and sisters in Christ, I tell you the truth, a day and time is coming when the warfare of this age will come to an end. Not just for a night, but for all time. When our shepherd king, the babe of Bethlehem, the crucified and risen one, comes again in glory, the fullness of his reign of peace will be realized. The work that he has already begun in bringing peace with God and man to bear on the cross will be lived out in full among the people of earth. And then, finally, the warriors' garments will be burned. They will beat their swords to plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This is truly good news of great joy. All because the Savior was born in the city of David so many years ago. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.